So once your disease is under control, does that mean that I'm finished with therapy?
That would be wonderful if that was true. Most people, most physicians will use cyclophosphamide for 3 to 4 months. If the person is in remission, all of us seek other kinds of drugs that are less toxic. Those drugs include azathioprine or Imuran, methotrexate, or more recently, mycophenolate mofetil, otherwise known as CellCept. During those first 3 or 4 months, all of us try to get rid of or at least reduce significantly the amount of prednisone, so that by month 3 or 4, one should really be on a substantially reduced dose. Now, in some patients, I will tell you that at 6 months of therapy, if remission is maintained and there's no evidence that the person has had a relapse, we can have stopped therapy in some patients, watching those patients neurotically. So stopping therapy is easiest if you have a neurotic patient and a neurotic doctor. And you and I have talked about this before. If the patient and the doctor have a good relationship and you look for signs of recurrent disease, then stopping therapy is much safer. So, for example, in the kidney, if you're worried about recurrence of the disease, you can take home dipsticks that you can urinate on and see if there's blood or protein in your urine. If there is no blood, why, your chances of having a relapse are, in the kidney at least, are reduced. But in many patients, we continue some kind of immunosuppressive drug, remission maintenance drug, for a period of time. And how long one needs to remain on those remission maintenance drugs is very much due to or a consequence of the patient's disease, how active it's been, whether it's relapsed, or in fact, whether it's a patient whose disease is just not going to come back, in which case the drugs can be stopped earlier.